Our next agenda item of the day is the Lompoc Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant and the, I believe Dave LaCaro was just going to do a brief summary of how issues were resolved because basically as far as we're concerned, issues have been resolved. So David LaCaro of our staff.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Chairman Young, members of the board, I think Ms. Hunter took off, so should we wait a little bit? Okay. That's correct. Yeah, this is just going to be a brief opening statement, really just to offer my recommendation for the reissuance of the Lompoc MPDS permit. I also have some city representatives here as well to answer any specific questions in regards to the wastewater treatment plant. Really, the Lompoc city staff and I have been working very diligently to develop a clear, concise, and detailed MPDS permit. And so it's been a lot of communications, and through the development of the proposed order, of course, we received various public comments, which are noted in Attachment F of the fact sheet. And then June 23rd, we also received some additional last-minute comments in regards to the proposed order that's in the final agenda. Those last-minute comments and modifications are noted and detailed in your supplemental sheet that you also have in front of you. So in regards to these last-minute comments and some of the public comments that we received in May 12th, we've encountered a couple of issues. Those issues are effluent limitations for molybdenum and nitrates. Those are identified in the proposed order, page 10, the effluent limitation table. So through multiple communications with Ms. Oaken, board staff, and of course city staff, we've determined that an issuance of time schedule orders was an appropriate mechanism for a long-term solution. So at a later date, myself and staff, of course, we're going to issue a time schedule order for molybdenum and nitrates with a timeline of approximately 4 years, give or take, and an interim limit at this point that we're not quite sure, but that we're planning on basing that off of the methods dictated in the SIP. So at this point, it's very much in its infancy, and that I'm giving myself about a couple weeks to develop a draft or a working draft for the time schedule order. So we should hopefully be seeing something in the next couple weeks, in which case we could start to have some sort of dialogue and figuring out which way is going to work the best. So just to offer a little bit of explanation as to why molybdenum and nitrates became issues, and then, of course, where we're planning on going with these issues. In regards to molybdenum, Lompoc has maintained that the concentrations are not generated from the city, and really that they're generated from source water from their wells. They have 9 wells. And really what had happened was that the city of Lompoc had submitted extensive data, all available data with regard to molybdenum for both the source water and surface water surrounding the city of Lompoc. And really what the data had shown me, at least as far as the analysis was concerned, was that the concentrations of molybdenum in source water had already exceeded the basin plant objectives. And not only that, but the effluent leaving the plant also had the equivalent concentration levels as well. Furthermore, the source water data that they were able to submit only had actually one real quick snapshot. It was one sampling event that they took for the upper reaches of San Ynez River and San Miguelito Creek. And that really, the data that was submitted really indicated to staff in our analysis that molybdenum levels were, of course, again, exceeding basin plan objectives. So really kind of taking a step back and looking at this data, we found it very hard to demonstrate that the source was coming from the city or from anthropogenic sources, in which case what we wanted to do was issue a TSO, for the purpose of attaining either pretreatment sampling or extensive monitoring in the pretreatment realm, source identification, just kind of honing in more sampling and monitoring to try to figure out where the sources are coming from, coming up with proposed alternatives for the control of molybdenum once those sources are found, and ultimately coming up with a proposed site-specific objective. Of course, it's going to take a little bit of time to get to that, those objectives, and then, of course, it would have to go under consideration. With regard to nitrates, the city actually is in the right now is in the process of going through some plant upgrades, and which should be completed August 2008, with really being online by January 2009. The upgrades include two oxidation ditches that will reduce the concentrations and levels of nitrates in the effluent discharge through the denitrification process. And so we believe that, staff believes that the construction of these two oxidation ditches will greatly reduce the nitrates in the effluent discharge. And actually that's been shown by looking at other wastewater treatment plants within the region that have already implemented these oxidation ditches, ditch facilities, and essentially have shown numbers greatly reduced and, of course, below their effluent limitations and limitations that are indicated in the basin plan. So the purpose for the TSO and nitrates case is really just to ensure that the plant upgrades are going along schedule and that they're making progress in, of course, protecting water quality and reducing those nitrate levels. So aside from molybdenum and nitrates, really, the proposed permit, there are no outstanding issues. Again, we've the city staff and I have been in constant communication to try to iron out any tricky issues that we've encountered, and so far we've done a pretty successful job, I think. Therefore, staff, board staff, and myself recommend that the reissuance of the Lompoc MPDS permit, of course, with the modifications detailed in the supplemental sheet. So with that, I'd like to open it up for questions, if you have any.
Okay. Mr. Jeffries?
Yes, I didn't see anything how their compliance record's been. You didn't have anything in their staff record.
Yeah, I believe it's in the fact sheet, attachment F, I want to say page 18. I don't have the number in front of me, but since I've been working fairly closely with that. Excuse me?
F1? It says fact sheet is under F1?
Correct. It's attachment F. There should be a small little compliance summary in there. Nothing that discusses anything in regards to molybdenum or nitrates at this point. Mostly discussing an ionized ammonia, TDS, I believe, and a couple other issues as well.
It's on page
F6. F6? Okay.
So the time scheduler then will keep them from racking up more fines. Is that the idea?
In a way, I think that's kind of a side part of the TSO. I think my fundamental reason for issuing the TSO is really to get a long-term solution for this. I didn't feel it necessary to just say, you know, recommend the city, you know what, why don't you just put a little funding aside just for violations. I figured let's really get into the nitty-gritty of what the issue is and figuring out a long-term solution for that. So I figured the appropriate mechanism would be TSOs.
And so have they started the project?
Excuse me?
Have they started the project?
No,
sir. The ditches? Okay. When are they going to start?
I believe they just completed 100% conceptual design. They're going out to bid, I believe, right now. Is that correct? In 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, they're going out to bid. And construction, I believe, is anticipated for the September time frame of this year.
Okay. Thanks.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I'm looking at the response to comments.
Okay.
Number 7 in particular, F32 and 33, concerning the salt management plan that's required.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just help me understand, what is the, is salt a byproduct of the treatment process, or what's the relationship between salt as a pollutant in this process?
Right. Well, we are starting to find some exceeded levels of TDS and other sulfates in groundwater and surface water. And at this point, actually, that's kind of standard language that's being implemented in most MPDS permits that's going out now as part of the standardization process. But from my understanding, that the salt management plans, or these salt management studies, are really to identify kind of the sources of these salts, and then, of course, coming up with alternatives to control some of the salt sources, with the ultimate goal of having some sort of a salt management plan, if they can find whether it's some anthropogenic sources or part of the treatment process and whatnot.
Oh, I see.
So that's my
still
answer.
Yeah, there's still some question as to why.
Correct.
Salts are...
Yeah,
measured.
It's a region-wide problem at this point, and this is kind of a chance for us to really kind of implement something in the permits at this point, to gather information and figure out a really kind of a region-wide approach in solving the salts problem.
In this case, your staff is recommending a TSO. And why is that? You're recommending a time schedule order for implementation of the salt management plan.
I don't...
No, it says we're not recommending.
Yeah, I don't think...
Oh, it says you're not going to.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
I believe that the city had requested it in their comments, and this may be in... Unfortunately, you know what, I don't have... I actually have just the electronic form of my permit, but I believe... Excuse me.
It looked like the city thought they could use a TSO to stall... Any enforcement? Is that so? You decided not to implement a time schedule order?
Maybe Lori wants to explain this, but my understanding is that since they already had effluent limitations in the previous permit for these constituents, we're not, a TSO is not a way to shield them from MMPs. It's different from nitrate because it's a new effluent limitation.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other board questions?
I'll move the item.
Okay.
I'll second it.
We got a couple of cards. Okay. James Beck and Susan Halpin.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and board members and staff, my name is Susan Halpin. I'm the wastewater superintendent, and my boss, Jim Beck, is no longer here, so I will be the only one speaking for the city of Lompoc. I am the wastewater superintendent for the city of Lompoc, and the city appreciates very much the opportunity to address the board regarding the reissuance of the permit for our discharge. The city has a record of strong compliance in meeting our discharge limits, and we take very seriously our responsibility to protect the environment and protect public health. In as much we are in the midst of a plant upgrade right now, as David mentioned, we're going to be going out to bid for a construction contract, and after that gets awarded, then we will be able to start construction, and construction should be from 27 to 30 months in length. The purpose for the plant upgrade is severalfold. One, it's to meet the more stringent discharge limits that we're going to have to do. It's to also improve the reliability of the treatment plant. The current treatment facility is over 30 years old, and it's so that we can reliably and consistently meet these newer limits, and also to improve the ease of operation of the facility. We estimate that the construction cost for the plant upgrade will be between $50 and $60 million. The city has obtained a state revolving fund loan, but the payback of that loan will be through increases in the rates to approximately 10,000 ratepayers for the city of Lompoc, as well as for from our member agencies. I want to acknowledge the excellent work that Mr. LaCaro has done with me and worked very constructively on reissuing this permit, getting it ready for reissuance. The staff has been very open to listening to what our concerns and our issues were, and he's been able to resolve things when possible. However, there are a few remaining challenges, which he's already mentioned. The plant, until the new plant comes online, will not be able to meet the discharge limits for two THMs, but once the new plant comes online, we will be able to meet that. And we will not be able to meet the nitrate requirements until the denitrification process comes online. But the big issue, the big concern that the city has is with the constituent of molybdenum. And the city feels that it's an inappropriate application of the limit from the basin plan for this specific situation. The concentrations of the molybdenum comes from our source water, from the municipal supply that the city uses for its domestic supply. The concentration in the source water already exceeds the concentration in the basin plan and in the final effluent limit in our permit. To remove that constituent, that single constituent, it would be between $3 and $4 million construction, as well as an additional $500,000 in just chemical cost every single year. That we believe that there is no environmental, no benefit to the environment, and no benefit to the beneficial uses if the limit is met. The surface water is not used for livestock irrigation, and that we understand is the quasi-scientific reason for the limit being in the basin plan, is to prevent molybdenosis in cattle who eat forage that are irrigated with irrigation water. We understand, however, that the board must follow the basin plan, and that we hope through the process of the time schedule orders that we will be able to come to some either amendment of the basin plan or site-specific objective, and we ask that the board help with us to, as expeditiously as possible, find a resolution to this long-term problem with molybdenum. Any of the other outstanding issues, which I don't think there are any, have been really in the record. And that's all I have. Again, I appreciate your time and attention, and I can answer any questions.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and for giving us that information. I just have one question. Will the upgrade increase the capacity of the plant? I know it's 5 million gallons per day dry weather flow. And the reason I'm asking that question is I'm looking at F3, the fact sheets, and I note that in 2004 you had a maximum flow just over 5 million gallons per day, and in 2005 it was almost 6.5 million gallons per day. So what does that mean? Are those wet weather events, or what are we seeing there?
The answer to the first question is that the plant upgrade will only nominally increase the average dry weather flow from 5 million to 5.5 million, and that was not one of the intentions of the plant upgrade. Mm-hmm. The total average for the past 2 years, annual average of our flows, have been between 3 and 3.5 million. So I'm not familiar with those other data.
Can you look at F3 and tell me what we see there? Is it influent flow rates are different than what I'm talking about?
That's a peak wet weather flow.
Peak wet weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you have, when your capacity is gauged to 5, just bear with me just a second so I can understand this, 5 million gallons per day dry flow, you're obviously the system then can handle wet weather flow at a higher level.
That's correct. The upgraded facility will have an average dry weather capacity of 5.5. Our peak flow rate is 9.5, and our peak wet weather flow rate is 16. Anything over that, and we temporarily divert, and then we'll store that influent and then treat it when we have when the flows go down.
Thank you. That really helped.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. And I guess we have no other speakers, right, Mr.
Right,
Briggs? Because
correct.
Mr. Beck is not here.
For a motion.
Okay, does staff need to respond to anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Chair, I move R3 2006-0037.
Okay, and do we have some additions, right, to that resolution that are the recommended changes? The
supplemental sheet. That's,
yeah.
Mr. Okay, so they're going to be part of that recommendation then?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the recommendation. And just as a side note there, the modifications identified in the supplemental sheet really have little it doesn't change the intent of the order at all, really. They're real minor modifications.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion, and I need a second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Thank you very much. We'll go to agenda item number 8. And this is